Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Mackenzie Merrick, a recent Washington High School graduate and Jackson Jets 4-H Club member. She's also this year's Washington County Fair Queen. On Sunday, you were crowned the Washington County Fair Queen. Can you talk us through that moment when your name was called, what it felt like?
I had tears in my eyes because I was just so excited, and honestly, I like keep playing the memory back in my head, and it's just so exciting. And when I was standing there, I felt calm, which isn't like you'd think you'd be like super nervous, and like I was definitely nervous, but I just felt like that's where I was supposed to be at that moment, and it was the best moment ever.
And it's your last fair as a 4-H'er since you just graduated, so to have that crown on, what's it feel like being on the fairgrounds?
Amazing. I didn't bring as many animals this year, and I was kind of bummed out. I was like, oh, I don't have any goats, I don't have any sheep. But I think in the end, it kind of worked out, so now I have a lot of time to be at everything else I need to be at.
And what are you showing this year?
I have 3 pigs and a heifer.
Now, what was it like the day of the contest? What all do the contestants go through?
So we started at about 1 o'clock, and we got there and just met each other, and then we started our walking patterns and made sure we had that all down. And then we start our 10-minute individual interviews, and after that we do a big interview for about 20 minutes, and since there's only 7 of us, we just did it all together. And that was something totally new to me. I'd never done that before, and it was actually really fun because you got to hear the other girls' opinions and share your opinion, and that was something really interesting I'd love to do again.
Did you know the other contestants ahead of time, or did you get a chance to meet some new people?
I knew of them, like Peyton Hart, the first runner-up. We had gone on a 4-H trip together as 4th graders, maybe. So we knew each other from when we stayed at a zoo in Des Moines, but it was definitely nice to reconnect.
The Queen Contest isn't new to your family. Can you share kind of the history?
My sister was crowned 5 years ago, I think. Sunday was 5 years ago. And then my other sister was first runner-up, and I've gone to that contest for as long as I can remember and got to watch my babysitter compete in it and everything, and it's something that is definitely a tradition, and I don't think it will be ending soon.
And what all responsibilities do you have during the fair as the queen?
So yesterday was a really busy day. We had the cutie pie contest, and I got to MC. And then we had the pie eating contest, which was awesome. I got to judge that. And just a bunch of different events that we get to go to. And then all the shows were hand out the ribbons.
And what are you doing now to get ready for the state fair? Or is it too early for that?
I'm just enjoying this fair, and then next week we'll take it one step at a time.
And we wish you the best of luck at the state fair.
Thank you so much.
And if anybody is listening and they're thinking about what they want to do at the county fair next year, as far as the Queen Contest is concerned, what would you say to them?
Absolutely do it. Even if you are nervous about it, just do it, because I was nervous too. But all the girls are so amazing, and they're nervous too, and you help each other through it.
And lastly, is there anything that you'd like to say to your parents or your family?
A huge thank you, because I would not be here today without them.
That's been today's Washington Page with this year's Washington County Fair Queen, Mackenzie Merrick. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.